This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Wilson there off the 2014 album called I Hope You'll Be Very Unhappy Without Me. The piece was called Don't Stop For Nothing, and we're very delighted to have Chelsea Wilson, who is the artistic director of the 2019 Stonington Jazz Festival, in the studio with us.
We have her indeed. Chelsea, welcome back to the studio here at Joy. It's a joy to have you here.
Oh, well, good evening, and thank you so much for having me, as always.
Now, we should say that you are a vocalist, you're a songwriter, you're a broadcaster, you're a producer, you're a DJ, you're an artistic director. Your skill set is huge.
Thank you.
And you manage to fit it all in your life. How do you manage that?
You know, it's like the number one question that I always get asked. How do you fit all these things in? Caffeine helps. And a lot of hard work, to be honest. But I'm really passionate about all the things that I'm working on, so I think that helps.
Passion.
Yeah, that's right. Passion, adrenaline, caffeine, yoga. Love yoga. That helps.
Beautiful. Chelsea, I can certainly relate to the caffeine. In preparing for meeting you tonight, I did a little bit of research. Excited to listen to your album, actually. I have been having a listen to your latest release, which has been really wonderful. You did mention that it was designed to be sort of like a getting ready on a Saturday night feel,
yeah,
which I really felt and brought back memories of my 20s. It was, yeah. It's been wonderful. I wanted to ask you, in producing that album, or the producer that you worked with had suggested that you write the songs, make them undeniably you,
yeah,
which I really loved. I thought that was terrific. And then that you would bring the band members in later to lay the music. That required an enormous amount of trust from you to hand over to them and for them to put their stamp on your masterpieces. I thought that was incredibly interesting to listen to, and also it was collaboration in, you know, in its purest form. In terms of curating the artists for the festival, I wanted to see what you thought about the link between that process and then handing over that trust to those people that you're bringing together. I just feel like there was a real connection there.
Yeah, well, the new album I've just put out, it's called Chasing Gold, and I've spent the last couple of years working on the album. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The producer, who's a bass player, Ross McHenry, he said to me, I want you to just focus on writing something undeniable and something undeniably you. And he said to me to stop thinking about genre so much. Don't worry if it's going to be jazz or disco or solo. It doesn't really matter. The most important thing is the song. So I want you to just go back to, you know, go home, get in front of the piano and just write the songs. So it was a real return to the kind of piano for me, and all of the songs were just me on piano. Whereas in the past, I've kind of done home demo versions of my songs. We've got little drum loops going on and little samples, and I've recorded the bass and then the horns and all of this kind of bonanza and then shown that to the band and said, I want you to just do this, but better version. This time around, there was no versions. It was just me and the piano. So we really jammed on it, and then we recorded the whole thing in about 3 days. Mm. And yeah, it is a bit of a trust thing, but it's also really fun and exciting, and it just allowed the musicians to breathe their life into it. And I guess I have a similar approach with Stonington Jazz, that I don't want to be super prescriptive. It's about creating a space where the artist can come and feel that they can be as creative as they want to be.
Yeah, and I suppose that's what I was, I don't know whether I articulated myself very well, but that's what I was trying to say, was that I feel that that is a real talent, to be able to hand over that trust and build
that
trust.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in a lucky position because we have so many incredible artists, local artists that, you know,
absolutely,
that are keen and willing to come and play at Stonington and bring their ideas to the festival. So, you know, it's a privilege and an honour to be in that role and to get to work with the artists.
Terrific.
We've just talked about the artists as a generic there. We probably should get down to some specifics about the artists. But before we get to the artists, maybe, the festival has got, I think, two aspects. You've got your performance side, but then you've got lots of other specialties.
Yeah.
And the Jazz Industry Summit occurred last year and it's repeating again this year.
It is.
That was a great activity at Chapel Off Chapel last year. Lots of great discussion amongst the industry.
Yeah. Well, I'm really passionate about professional development opportunities for artists. And, you know, there's a few music industry conferences that happen around Australia, but they rarely include jazz musicians in those events. So I thought, I'll just create my own industry event that specializes in jazz. And, you know, we've got some amazing jazz tertiary programs at, you know, Monash Uni and VCA and, you know, around the country actually. But those courses rarely include anything about the mechanics of the industry side of the business. So, you know, these incredible musicians come out of those programs and they can really, you know, blow the horn or they can really play. But those kind of fundamental skills about marketing yourself, managing yourself, releasing music, you know, all those tools that you really need to be a working professional musician. So this is an opportunity to fill some of that gap. So we've got some incredible industry representatives coming down to do one-on-one artist mentoring. So any of the artists who are listening, come down, you can meet Lily Schwartz, who is the artistic program director of San Fran Jazz, is coming out as our industry ambassador.
What a guest to have.
Yeah, you can have one-on-one sessions and have a chat with Michael Tortoni from Jazz Lab and the Melbourne International Jazz Festival. Liz from Paris Cat's going to be there, and also some publishers from Mushroom. Yeah, so a whole bunch of different industry are going to be there. And so you can learn skills and really meet people, and I think that networking is really valuable.
Is Claire Cross going to be involved in that as well? Because you mentioned Michael Tortoni from Jazz Lab, and of course he's involved with the Melbourne International Jazz Festival. We had Claire in the studio, or I had Claire in the studio a couple of weeks ago, talking to her about the Melbourne International Jazz Festival initiative called Tomorrow Is My Turn. And it sounds like it's a really interesting thing to be. I mean, her program is specifically focusing on women in jazz music, and yours is focusing on opportunities for jazz musicians in general, but they kind of link. Would you agree?
Yeah, they do. And Claire is also part of Stonington Jazz. She is directing our opening night show, which is called War Cry. And so, you know, I nabbed her before MIJF. Just saying.
Well nabbed.
No, I love Claire. She actually performed last year at the Stonington Jazz Festival as music director for a project that was about Björk, the repertoire of Björk done in a jazz style, and she did such a fantastic job. I was like, please come back next year and do our opening night gala. So she's put together an incredible band, and there's six vocalists all appearing doing music that has a kind of social justice or political kind of viewpoint, so jazz and politics. It's going to be a really, really amazing show. Michelle Nicole is performing, Rita Satch, Femme Belling, Sahida Apsara, Race Rage, and Odette Mercy. So spoken word, soul, jazz, the whole gamut, yeah, led by Claire Cross on the bass.
I've actually got a piece of Sahida's music as well to play a bit later on through the show. I had to listen to her over the weekend putting together the music. I hadn't heard of her before and I started listening. It's very good.
I'm looking forward to hearing that, Paul.
Yeah.
Indeed. The program is a program that seems to have a significant focus on ensuring that female musicians are incorporated. Was that an intentional direction, or is it something that's just come to the fore as it's happened?
Well, I think all aspects of the music industry need to take responsibility in terms of representation and inclusion of all kinds of people, regardless of gender or any other kind of labels that we like to stick on people. And, you know, festivals definitely get fingers, you know, pointed at them that, you know, about representation. But, you know, I think it's, we need the multi-prong attack before we're going to get anywhere in terms of diversity and inclusion. And so, you know, I lay that gauntlet down there, you know, for teachers and educators, you know, teach your students songs written by women. For radio makers, play songs written by women. Record labels, sign and promote music by women. Music press, don't use words such as, you know, sexy or sultry when referring to, you know, don't reduce music made by women down to a sexuality. You know, there's this, all these key elements. And for the punters and consumers, buy albums written and made by women. You know, we'll start to get somewhere. But, you know, it's really not hard. There's some incredible artists making music, you know, of all genders. So it's kind of a no-brainer to give everybody a Guernsey, really.
You deserve congratulations, Chelsea, for moving the festival in that direction.
Oh, thank you.
Big congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to have a listen to a piece of music now from one of those people you mentioned, from Femme Balling.
Oh, yeah.
A piece of music called I Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
And that was Rex. Rex telling us we got a message, Paul.
From South Yarra, he has a question for you. What has been Chelsea's most memorable live jazz performance she's ever seen in a festival?
I've got a couple of memorable... So many jazz memories, you know. I've been going and seeing jazz gigs kind of forever. But one of the most memorable Stonington jazz gigs, I reckon, was probably Judy Bailey, who did a concert for us last year. And somehow we got a little bit lost in communicado around the show. So it was called Judy Bailey by request. And the producer had forgotten about that people were supposed to make requests. I said, where are the requests? And he's like, oh, yeah. So then we got everyone standing in the line in the queue to write down requests and put them, and he kind of folded them up and put them in the bucket. And then Judy's saying to me, where are the requests? Like, where's the list? And I'm going, the list, huh? Like, we just sort of handed her this bucket. And she's like, what am I supposed to do with this, love? Kind of thing. And because I thought she was going to pick them out of the bucket randomly and then open them on stage, but she expected us to go through them all and write it down in a list. And anyway, I went to introduce her, but the sound engineer, like the tech, had cranked the smoke machine. So there was this massive cloud of smoke on the stage. And she just goes, I can't go out with that, love. I won't be able to see a thing. So I thought, oh, geez, all right. So I did the longest introduction ever, kind of hoping that it would, and sort of waving my hands.
I was going to say, did you wave your arms
sort of
around trying to clear
dissipate
this
a little bit? Yep. And then in the end, I'm like, okay, Judy, is this okay now? Do you think you'll come out? And she's like, okay. So she came out with her bucket, but then she sat there and didn't say anything to the audience for about 12 minutes while she opened every single piece of paper. Oh. And I thought she was going to open them up and kind of talk like, oh, somebody's asked for Girl from Ipanema. That's really nice. We'll think about that. But she just read them silently. So she didn't actually play anything for about 25 minutes. Like, okay.
Certainly memorable.
It was memorable. I mean, then she played indeed. And she was fabulous. And then this punter in the audience came and told me off, like, you should have known better than putting that smoke machine on, you know, for Judy Bailey. That's bad for the environment. And I'd just say, it's actually mist, like it's water.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's no smoking out our artists at Stonington Jazz. It's all very...
I'm pleased to hear that, Chelsea, for this year. I'm sorry I missed that last... I think Judy was on a Sunday night last year and we were on air, so I missed that one, but I would have loved to have seen that. That would have been rather interesting from the audience's perspective. But this year, You've got lots of amazing artists. I won't ask you for your highlight because that's unfair to the artists that are performing, but you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got 9 artists listed down here, and I'm going to throw some of their names at you. Sam Anning.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sam Anning, you know, he's an incredible bassist and he's appeared at the festival for years in everyone else's project. But he finally put out his debut solo album and it picked up Jazz Album of the Year at the Music Victoria Awards.
It did.
Last year. So huge congrats to Sam for that.
It's a fantastic album.
Yeah, it is. It's a really stunning body of work that he's put out. So I'm looking forward to hearing that live.
You've got Koi Kingdom on the deck as well.
Yeah. Koi Kingdom with the wonderful Cheryl Durong Pizzicle. She's an incredible saxophonist.
She's indeed performed at Wangaratta last year.
Yeah, that's right.
To a very enthusiastic crowd.
Yeah, she is just absolute fire.
Flora Carbo.
Yes, another incredible saxophonist. She's going to be performing.
She's one of our young musos.
Yeah, yeah. She's, and you know, from a real musical family. Her brother Theo is an incredible guitarist also. And yeah, she put out a record called Erica last year. So yeah. One to watch, absolutely.
Origami, a trio.
Yeah, Origami Trio, Adam Simmons, Howard Cairns on the double bass, Hugh Harvey on the drums. They're going to be doing something really special for this show. They're collaborating with a wonderful visual artist to do these beautiful projections. And, you know, their last album, it's a real concept album, goes over all of the elements. Yeah, really beautiful stuff, great compositions.
Fire and water and earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be very interesting because Adam has done a complete series, The Usefulness of Art, where he's covered so many different aspects of so much things from his home country to kites.
Yeah, he's very clever and, you know, he did a great job with the Wangaratta Jazz Festival. We also hung out together last year in Scotland. We were both invited to be guests for a industry showcase event called Showcase Scotland, where we were invited, flown over. They flew 30 Australian music delegates over to watch Scottish bands. And I think we were both told the same thing, that there's going to be all kinds of music and some jazz. Oh. It was all kinds of music of the Scottish Highlands. Every single thing was full on.
That's a memorable festival.
Full on, diddle 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 bagpipe, diddle diddle next band, diddle 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 fiddle, and it's like,
So I do know we haven't got any Scottish music scheduled for this festival. No. You've got Barney McCall coming in.
Yes, the absolute legend, ARIA award winning Barney McCall. He's just such a beautiful piano player, and you know the new record Hearing the Blood is just sensational.
It is indeed.
And yeah,
he performed last year at the International Jazz Festival here in Melbourne with the Bells down in Birrarung Mar.
Yeah, oh, he's very clever.
That was an amazing experience, though.
And, you know, he was Sia's music director for a while. You know, I mean, he's done so many other projects, you know, but I think he's got a real passion, real heart for jazz. So great to have him back at Stonington.
I think one of the highlights for the pundit, maybe not quite sure what they want to listen to, would be the Queens of the Jazz Age.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited about this one.
That's going to be fun.
This is so exciting. Yeah, so I've wanted to do a Hollywood-style floor show for so long now, and I'm thrilled that Rhonda Birchmore has come on board as our host and MC, and we have some incredible artists joining her. Dolly Diamond, who I know the Joy family know and love.
We do enjoy it.
Dolly will be performing Cougar Morrison, who is a cabaret burlesque drag star from Perth, is coming across. And also Stella Angelico, who's a wonderful soul singer, who's, I'm hoping, is going to wear the fruit bowl.
yes.
And she's going to do some Mambo Italiano. And we've got the Jack Earl Big Band. So it's going to be really, really fun. And, you know, I thought Queens of the Jazz Age kind of summed it up.
It does indeed. Very, very well. We've got Kathleen Halloran.
Yeah, another incredible young artist. She has been touring recently with Kate Sobrano, and I just think I'm so lucky to get her in the festival because she's going to be off and on tour and who knows where she'll be. So great to have her in the festival.
Very much so. Anything else in the festival that we haven't mentioned yet that you think's worth specifically knowing about, other than the jazz story time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So one of the parts of the festival that I'm most excited about and really passionate about is our Get Involved series. So, you know, I think festivals are a great opportunity to create experiences where everyone can get involved, which is why I came up with Get Involved. Really original and innovative title, but, you know, it really says what it is.
Yeah. So, what's it about?
Well, it's a way for anyone to just come down. So we've got a whole bunch of free workshops and things that you can be a part of, including a jazz drawing workshop, so you can sketch the jazz.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a paint and sip workshop, so you can paint while there's live jazz going on. Yeah, there's a jazz jam, so you can bring your instrument and get up and play. There is the big jazz sing, where you can come and sing with a jazz choir and learn a song and just be immersed and just sing your heart out.
Oh, wonderful.
There's a lyric writing workshop for jazz lyrics. There's a jazz DJ workshop. And then, yeah, for the real little ones, the jazz story time, where we take over the library. And we have Femme Belling and Monique DeMartina play violin, sing, play piano as the soundtrack to some incredible kids' books.
I went down to the library, I think it was 2 years ago, and it was just so much fun to watch the kids interacting with the musos there. It was just superb.
So good. And they love it, you know. And then there's always an activity like, I don't know, glitter colouring in a saxophone pictures.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What everyone wants.
The kids love that.
Chelsea, thank you so much for dropping in. We're looking forward to seeing the festival this year and having a chat to a number of the artists over the coming weeks before the festival kicks off. It kicks off on Thursday, the 9th of May, with the Sketch the Rhythm segment, and finishes on Sunday, the 19th of May, with lyric writing and Cool Nights Hot Jazz at the Malvern Town Hall.
Yeah, jazz party to wrap it up.
It'll be fun. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing the Sonic and Jazz Festival this year.
Thanks for having me.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.